Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. Wow, it has been a minute since we have had a podcast together. And quite honestly, I wasn't sure if I was still going to continue this path of communication because it's been so long. Back in the day, yeah, I was podcasting pretty regularly on this Chili Chilton Unfiltered format. And then, man, life shifted and my family moved and I became a lead pastor and everything just kind of started going in another direction. But here I am today embracing the opportunity to podcast again. And I think I'm going to start doing it quite regularly. So let me get you up to date on things. First of all, this podcast, it can be and will be about absolutely anything. Sometimes it'll be a 10-minute talk on something I've studied in the Bible, and sometimes it'll be a 5-minute talk on last night's baseball game. All right, it can be anything. It's just what's on my heart, what's flowing out of my life. And if that interests you, hopefully I put a slant that's entertaining or that is provoking or encouraging in some way or another. But on the other hand, maybe that's not for you. You don't have to subscribe. But let me bring you up to speed. Back in the day, a few years ago, I was an executive pastor in Florence, Alabama, at a very, very large 3,000 plus member church. It was amazing. And then God led me and my family to step back into the first chair and to pastor again. And the door opened up in Alton, Illinois, which is in the greater St. Louis, Missouri region, in a specific community that they refer to as the River Bend. And so I came here, a very strong, historic church with a long list of very impressive pastors. And maybe you already scratch your head and then you go, and you? And it's like, yeah, and me. I came too. And so I joined the church and we just took off. And over 200 people were added. Well, at least checked it out. I don't want to talk numbers because I know numbers can be looked at in various ways. And there's some people that are just so not into anything I did that if they listen to the podcast, I go, rah, rah, rah. You know, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. And that's true. I probably failed those people in multiple ways. Yeah, I'm a flawed dude for sure. And did I make some mistakes along the way? I guess I probably did. But one mistake I'd never made was not loving people. I've always loved people, and I will always continue to love people. That's what my life is all about. And so Ned and I, we really tried to build a culture in this church of love, that everyone mattered, and that Jesus could be lived out in a very everyday kind of way. And, you know, we were here for about 15 months, and we just kind of hit a roadblock. We felt like the church was growing, the church was changing, but there was also some difficulties between my board and some other people that had been here a long time, probably invested a lot of money and a lot of their lives into the church. And I could just see the collision coming, and possibly just almost just like an insurrection. And I just thought, nah, that's not going to be good for anybody. I didn't want to drag my kids through it. My own kids have had enough church hurt so that, man, even if you win, you can lose. And I think what it would have taken to win still would have been very costly to my own kids, to new Christians, to people that were kind of exploring whether church could be church. And anyways, I love Abundant Life Church. I even said that wrong, I suppose. I love those people. I'm grateful they trusted me and they brought me here. When I left and I resigned, man, I went quiet. I went dark. I disconnected all my media and everything else, and just tried to give them space to process and do whatever they needed to do. And unfortunately, in any time like this, people want to point fingers and want to find blame. And I'm sure there are some that blame me, And I could easily blame other people too. But at the end of the day, I heard a word from the Lord that said, cease striving, Isaiah 46:10. And that's more or less, be still, know that I'm God. And I did. I resigned on a Tuesday night, packed my office that same night, went to visit my father that weekend, and that was it. It's been over. And so here I am, podcasting today, and gripped with all of that, understanding that there's still a new chapter, because I still plan to stay around here. And you say, well, why wouldn't you go to do this or go to do that? You know what? When I resigned from my church, I also resigned from the Assemblies of God, which is a fellowship that I've been a part of for all of my life, because I grew up in a pastor's home. And then I think I've been ordained over 30 years with them. But again, you know, I just felt like, you know, I had given a lot to that and had not received a lot from that. And in the most recent days, it was kind of difficult. And this is the time for a new chapter in my life. And so a few facts that I needed to write down is this. I resigned from Abundant Church. That's true. And I resigned from the Assemblies of God. That's true as well. I did not resign from God. I did not resign from my marriage. I did not resign from my family. Man, I love my family and my wife. I did not resign from the struggle. I'm in it to win it. I'll go through whatever it takes. I did not resign from the river bend. I did not resign from the lost. I did not resign from the remnant, those people that are seeking something different. I did not resign from the vision. I did not resign from the fight. I did not resign from the next generation. And I did not resign from Big C Church. No, I still believe in it. And I did not resign from my calling, nor did I resign from the victory. I still believe in that stuff. And so I'm trying to find a way to work outside the doors. And I believe there's a movement beginning. I think it's global. And I think you can be a part of it right where you are, wherever you are listening today. And maybe I'll share more about that down the road. But there's something outside that is organic, that is real, that people still are grasping for, and I believe in it. I think the local church is everywhere, and we should celebrate that rather than label it as a Sunday thing, you know? And so I am processing, growing. I'm looking for a job, and so if you know of one, why don't you hire me? Maybe you could just hire me to come hang out with you and drink coffee and talk about life. That would be very cool. but I'm looking to pursue a different path, because like I said, I'm staying here. I'm going to see that my sons get to graduate from the high school. I didn't want to move them again. And so my sons are, one's a senior right now, the other's a junior. And so we're hanging in here, and we're really thinking about what God has for us next, and I think it could be pretty amazing. So that's kind of like an update. Netta and I, we both resigned on the same day about 6 weeks ago. We neither one have a job right now, and yeah, we're running out of funds, but God has been faithful. God's met us all the way through, and we know He continue will. We have never worked for money. We always work for God. And He said in His word that His children will never beg for bread. And we trust God completely for that. So I'm sitting in my makeshift office in my second bay of my garage. And I'm super thankful that God is good and God loves me and God has a plan. And I'm also so thankful for all of you that still hang out and listen to me. Like I said, I'm going to continue this podcast and hopefully have fun, encouraging things for you and some real life talks. You can email me or whatever and suggest things. I encourage you to subscribe if you'd like. And but know this, you know, don't feel any pity for me or don't have any worry for me, because man, I'm telling you, when you read the Word of God, there were valleys, not just mountain peaks. And you really don't appreciate the mountain peak if you've never been in a valley. My encouragement is this: when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, don't just stand there and take selfies and find a bunch of people that are also miserable and suffering and then live there. Lead out and let the Holy Spirit lead you out, and then lead others out too. Be encouraging and be life-giving. You know, don't become bitter. I want to encourage you with that. You know, I am not bitter towards the church I just left. I think the difference between bitter and better is the letter I. In the word bitter, there's B-I. In the word better, it's B-E. When I focus on I, when I focus on me, I become bitter. When I focus on everyone else, I become better. Man, I am praying for that church that better things would happen, a better pastor would come, and better victories would happen, that change would happen that needs to happen, and maybe I was one of the big reasons that place needed to change. I think that God still brought me here strategically for a reason, and so here I am in the River Bend in Greater St. Louis, and here I will remain to do whatever God has put me on this planet to do. But more than anything, shoot, be encouraged today and know that I'm smiling, I believe, and the best days are to come for all of us. The very best days of your life are to come. So get after God, get in His presence, seek His face, read His word, love other people, and let your light shine. Let truth reign, and God will take care of the rest. I love you. I thank you for listening to this, and look forward to the future. Peace.